pancake breakfasts, live music, food trucks, and bike drawings. And we heard this interview earlier this morning on the morning show, but the 31st Annual Northwoods Art and Book Festival is a Saturday in Hackensack from 9 to 3. More than 65 artists and 35 Minnesota authors will be at various sites throughout the town. If you have community events that you'd like to get onto our announcements, you can send those over to psa@kaxe.org. Some live music for tonight. Both Forge North and Paul Lawrence are playing at the First National Bank in Walker starting at 5:30 tonight. And then tomorrow, Bugle Boys will be at Trailside Restaurant and Bar in Big Fork at 6 o'clock. Corey Medina and Brothers will be at Rail River Folk School in Bemidji at 7. It is time as we celebrate KAXE's 50 years of public radio. It's time for our pick from 76.
Our next pick of 76 is Minnesota's own Band of Thieves. The Minneapolis funk and soul band formed in 1973 with the who's who of the Minnesota soul scene, with members from the Valdons and with Rondo neighborhood legends the Amazers. They would draw on foundational 70s soul works like Inner Visions, What's Going On, and Superfly, pairing socially minded songs about the realities of being black in America with dance floor ready boogies and classic soul love songs. For some reason, their label dropped them, and the band broke up soon after. Despite their brief history, Band of Thieves are a key piece of Minnesota music history and part of the ongoing discovery that Prince did not appear out of nowhere, but from a vibrant, talented, and briefly flourishing funk and soul music scene. I try to explain.
para aprender a dejarlo ir también, para aprender a ser amor. Ay, 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 que dejarlo ir. Ay, 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 que dejarlo ir. Ay, 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 que dejarlo ir. Ay, 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 que dejarlo.
De la musa que empapucha, mira el cielo cuando bailo, mi sonrisa carucha, duermo en mi cucha ucha, tranquilita en mi casucha. Si está haciendo mucho frío, libertad me encapucha, el ritmo en bucha ucha, manzanita me la ducha, lo que llevo tan adentro, el Caribe me cabucha.
Fall much too easily. won't stop till she is gone. She's waiting for the train to arrive. She'll see her man when she dies.
Taj Mahal's 1968 album, The Natural Blues. That was She Caught the Katie. And before that, we heard from Superior Siren with the track Leon. They are playing on Sunday at the Mesabi Unitarian Universalist Church in Virginia at 5 o'clock. Should be a great setting for that band. And Lito Pimienta in there with Libelula featuring Ana Macho. And our pick from 76, Band of Thieves. Kick that set off with America. This is Headwaters on KAXC, your source for great music each weekday at 9 o'clock. I'm your host today, Kari Headland. And let's see, coming up tomorrow, J. Jennifer Barr is bringing you a great mix coming up at 9, followed by Minnesota Mixtape at 10 o'clock. We receive support from Grand Dental Center, where Drs. Lisa Johnson, Leanna McBride, and their staff provide full-service family dental care for patients of all ages in Grand Rapids and surrounding communities. More information at granddentalcenter.com. Rev up your favorite radio station, KAXE, with your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat donation. It's quick and easy, and your unwanted vehicle will be towed away for free. Visit KAXE.org/cars to start your car donation to KAXE, or call Heather, 218-326-1234. And right now, it is time for Spin That Ish here on Headwaters.
New music is cool. He's British. Have you ever heard old music? And then he's like, I Can't Stand the Rain by Ann Pibbles. And then he'll start the song, and then he's always like, are you mad? You can't start your song that way.
This is Spin That Ish with the KAXE music team and a special fill-in this month from our morning show team. I'm Kari Hedlund.
I'm Malachi Coons.
I'm Jennifer Barr.
And you get to hear Spin That Ish each month on Headwaters, where we talk about some of our favorite albums and songs released in the past month. So we are just going to dive right into it. And per usual, guests need to go first. So Jennifer, thanks for joining us this month.
Glad to be here.
Let's have you kick off with your first song pick.
Okay, so this group first released their only album 10 years ago. And they're going to be re-releasing it with live versions. And then there is a bonus song, and which I was wondering if they were coming back, but this is like a bonus song that I think they recorded recently. It's Case Lang Veers, great group, which is Nico Case, Katie Lang, and Laura Veers. And this song's called Accidental Tattoo.
Is Case Lang Veers. We were just talking about this song today.
I was just going to say, thank you for that context, because a few hours ago I looked at Kari and I've been sort of not my regular work schedule the last 4 weeks with some vacations and things, so not paying attention. And I looked at her and I said, there's new Case Lang Veers. And I had no idea where it came from. So thank you for that. So they aren't back together? I was really hoping they were back together.
I don't think so.
Okay.
They're doing this live version of when they were touring this. It's a 10-year anniversary release of their album, which was called Case Lang Veers. And I just love kind of that smooth summer sound of that. Mm-hmm.
Especially when it transitions at the end, with the...
Yeah, love their voices together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Case and Veers, Nico Case and Laura Veers, they both stayed pretty busy. Every few years putting out music since this came out, but we haven't heard much from Katie Lang.
I
wonder what...
She's kind of semi-retired. In fact, before this group came along, she was kind of considering retiring back in 2016, she contacted these other gals and was like, you want to be in a group with me?
I mean, this is one of the coolest supergroups, I think, just because they're... Katie Lang, obviously, in the 90s, had this huge moment. But otherwise, Laura and Nico, I mean, they each are huge in their own right, but still sort of understated artists a little bit. And so the three of them are just a powerhouse.
That's nice. If they're listening, any three of you or all three of you, we would love more music.
More Case Lang Veers.
Yes.
Okay, that's Case Lang Veers, Accidental Tattoo. Malachi, let's move on to your first song pick.
Okay, I am going to go with just a rocker, a chugler, which is what Kari called it on our Fresh Picks series. And this is a song by Burlington, Vermont, kind of slacker, garage rock, crafty songwriter named Greg Freeman. And I just love the chorus on this one. The more you listen to it, the song sort of seems like maybe... everything in his love life, isn't not going as well as you think. And that's not how I take it. I just think it's like a very romantic chorus, and that's the part that I picked for our song. So sometimes slacker rockers can write great romantic hooky choruses.
Who is this? Or are you going to tell
Greg Freeman?
After? Yeah.
It's Indu.
She's the fingerprint expert. All I want to do is look at you. Looking at me with the moonlight in your eyes. These days come so quick. These nights go so quick now. And all I want to say is that I don't care how many miles away you are today.
It's giving like Built to Spill-ish kind of ramshackle. Like just, it's loose in a great way.
It's loose, and to me the slacker ness of it is what makes it so interesting, because the chugling part is like the repetitive line, and then a mix of sort of a bit of a country twang with an electric guitar, and at different parts in that song that's more evident. But then it gets a little weird and a little unconventional, which really ties me in.
Jennifer, did you know I just learned that Case Lang and Veers were back ish. And I also just learned about what a chugling tune is.
That's not a term I'm familiar with.
It's not in your back pocket.
No.
CCR created it.
Oh.
Yep.
And that fits.
And yeah, it does fit.
Their music does kind of chugle.
Yep. And so I'd come across that word, and then I was writing about it for Fresh Picks, and I was like, this is where this word needs to go.
I like it.
I don't know. We'll see.
Am I using it right? Like this song chugles?
Sure. I mean, it's a made-up word.
Okay.
So I feel like you can kind of make it a verb if you want, or an adjective, or yeah, however you want to use it.
And it's
it.
The name of a Creedence song, right? Is that what you looked up?
Yeah, it's in the name of a Creedence song.
In the name
song.
Of a Creedence song. Okay.
Yeah. I like the garage rock descriptor of that, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's someone singing in the background, and she's great. It's like
I know,
faint.
Who is it?
I don't know. I don't know who it is.
It sounds a little, honestly, I hear a little more MJ Lenderman in that also, which maybe the female vocals in the background too is what taps into that a little bit. Yep. But
I think he has an album coming out later this year, fall, late summer. So
who was that again?
What?
The artist. This year, fall, late summer.
Definitely not in the winter. Greg Freeman.
Great.
I don't really know that much about him, but Kari came back from either Americana Fest or some conference, and he was like the talk of the festival. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which one that
Americana
was.
Fest.
Americana Fest. Yeah. And he seemed to be a recent slacker rock's having a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of witty, garage rocky. It's nice.
Yeah.
All right, Kari. What's your first song?
Well, moving in a little bit of a different direction here with this one. It was recently a fresh pick for me because I'm a little bit obsessed with this song. It ties into a little bit of Latin sway, some retro soul in a serious way. Soul Family Legacy, the Womack Sisters. They're coming out with their debut album this month. August 14th is the release of this album. I'm very excited to hear the album and all of the songs I've really enjoyed, but this song, when it was released, it starts off with the organ, and I didn't even pick the beginning part of the song because there was more of it that I wanted to get into this 30-second clip, but it starts off with this organ, and then it moves into this just like Latin sway, and it sounds maybe a little bit like Carlos Santana at the beginning. I get weird vibes of that. But then it just goes into this beautiful harmonic. The harmonies are incredible. Blood harmonies with these sisters. This is If I Let You.
You knew it. And boy, you gotta know when to get to it. If I let
just a little sweet song. And I got to say, you guys are both moving your bodies.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I hosted a show with Anders, my 14-year-old, last weekend. And to get a dance movement out of him is not easy. And this song played, and he was sitting where you are, Jennifer, and staring at me, moving those shoulders. He just like couldn't help himself.
Yeah, that's so good.
So good.
Yeah, I think that album's going to be awesome. Yeah. Like, we've liked all the singles, and they've really spaced them out, so they're making us wait for it for a long time. I think they sent a 45 of two other singles over a year ago. And I wonder if maybe they didn't have it, like the it wasn't already, or if the response was so good that they went for a full album, because it seems like it's really been staggered. But we know it's coming later this year, and another Daptone classic. They just keep finding people who can match their retro soul in a few different ways, and yeah, Blood Harmonies.
And we're not going to get into it because we have done the Wikipedia deep dive, and it's such a deep dive. But they, in short, they're the granddaughters of Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
And the nieces of Bobby Womack.
Right, because there's
lots of things
happening. Lots going on there.
Lots of things happening.
We'll leave judgments and morality out of this, but they're related to a lot of people and for ways that you can look up on your own.
And they don't have to answer to any of that because it's not their choices.
Nope. Absolutely not.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer. Song pick number two. What are you going for?
All right. Well, this is another group that's taken a big break. They haven't had an album in more than 11 years. This is maybe the second single from it, Alabama Shakes. Mm. I Feel Hope Coming. The first single we heard from this album, it's called I Must Be Dreaming. That's coming out later this month. That Another Life was great. And this song, it's got great positive vibes. And it's about holding on to hope.
Feel hope coming. I feel hope coming.
Wow.
Brittany.
I'm really curious about the first two songs are political in different ways. One, the first one was kind of dirgy and kind of like, here's America today and grim a little bit and like honest in its realities. And then they hit us with, but I feel hope coming. And this, I wonder how the album will be structured and how those two songs will come together.
Interesting singles too, to like the dichotomy of the singles that have been released with the message is interesting.
Yeah.
So excited for this album. Love Alabama Shakes. I mean, Brittany Howard is just a powerhouse and I'm so excited that they're back.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, she's had a solo release or couple.
Yep.
Yeah, in between, and love hearing that, but getting the band back together.
Well, and they toured last year, so there was all this, you know,
Yacht Club.
I was questioning, like, what does this mean? Mm-hmm. What does this mean for the future? So very exciting about that one. That's coming out this month?
Yeah, August 28th.
Wow. There's a lot of good albums coming out.
I know, I was going to say August might be a hard spin that-ish.
Yeah. We will see.
All right, Malachi, let's hear your song, pick number two.
Okay, my second song.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE, KBXE.
Last year, I was on my way down out of cumbia music, and then I went to Winnipeg Folk Festival, which I've talked about a lot, and there's so much live cumbia music, and I came back energized. And one of the bands that really did that was a group from Vancouver called Empanadas Ilegales, and I arrived back at the station, you know, back at work, getting ready to see that. Like, a lot of times you see a band and they're like, I've got new music out, and you never really know. But no, this band that said they had new music got a new single out right after that and got it to us, and it's called Agua y Coco, is that coffee? Water? And, I don't know. I didn't really look into it. But man, they're fun. And I think sometimes cumbia music, especially when it's very stripped down, you know, it works in a similar groove, and I can see how it can get a little repetitive. But they have a trumpet and a guitar which take leads, and it really adds, and they have vocals as well. So it's just really good vibes on this song.
Bold of you to say that you were over cumbia music when I feel like 2026 is the year of cumbia.
Yeah, but not like over. I just thought maybe I was coming down, but it's re-energized me. Oof. And, you know, it is, seeing it live helps.
Oh,
it's just,
yeah, I bet.
It's built to get you to move. But yeah, their trumpet player is awesome. Their guitar player is awesome. And their maraca player is really awesome. Just the energy. So they were really fun live, and they had talked about having new music out. And they actually had less vocals live. Like, they didn't have that whole section right there that, like, it kicks into the end, which I like. It really kind of spices it up. So Empanadas Illegales.
I'm excited about that one. I really haven't listened to that one much, so
yeah,
it's a good one. All right, for my next song pick, I don't really understand what this song is about.
I love those kind of songs.
I've looked at the lyrics, read through them.
Still don't understand.
I still don't really get it, but I like the song a lot. It's Yard Act, Talkie Talkie People.
Rip it away, what's really under your skin when you're old and gray? You play two strings at the same time. One is real, the other's in your mind. I'm trying to mind what is left of my soul, but it's getting harder to find. Talkie, talkie people. Talkie, talkie people.
We're kind of talkie talkie people. No?
We sure are.
And is he wondering? I am very curious because he also comes from a style of music where many of the people are known for like talk singing.
Yes. You know?
He's a talk singer. He's in that current group of British talk singers. So you could go that way.
Well, and like one paragraph of the lyrics I really get because it's talking about talkie people. They never listen. You know, wisdom, get your ear to the ground. You know, all those kinds of things. So I understand that. But then there's like all these situations that he's referencing in the lyric. I just, as a whole, I really don't quite understand where it's going. But sometimes that just happens with
doesn't
songs.
Matter. Yeah, I know. What the lyrics are, you just enjoy it. Yeah, this band, we got to dig into it a few weeks ago for Album of the Week, and I almost picked them. Yeah, just the vibe of this band is like kind of that late 90s, early 2000s. Like I'm thinking Blur, Cake, those kind of bands.
Definitely.
Yeah, I had selected, or I wrote about You're Gonna Need a Little Music as like for our member drive. Like I had absolutely no idea if the rest of the song like at all tied into anything we were doing, but the title, you know, was like You're Gonna Need a Little Music, and I was like, that's all I need to know. I don't know what this guy's talking about. But it works, and it's pretty catchy.
It works.
Catchier than I remember their last album being.
100%. Or I remember maybe a couple songs being catchy on their last album, whereas this one I feel like as a whole is really a good one.
Yard Act. Someone texted in once. Yard Act to follow. So we have some good comedians out there.
You sure do.
Well, Jennifer, what's the Yard Act to follow for albums for you?
You're right. I should have done that differently. Dang it.
So the album I picked is It's a Question of When.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Panda Bear, Sonic Boom. Yes.
Oh, this is up your alley.
Yes, it sure is. These groups, it's Panda Bear is Noah Lennox. And Sonic Boom is Peter Kember. So basically two guys making you think they've taken their two bands and like smushed them together. They had a collaboration back in 2022 called Reset. And this album is kind of like that, but I feel like it's thicker. There's like more layers to it. Someone on Bandcamp called it Shoegaze Pet Sounds.
Oh, okay.
And like, I love that description. I was definitely thinking as listening to it, like Brian Wilson would totally be behind
100%.
This.
100%.
Yeah. And they kind of have like these 60s sounds coming in and out of it.
More
and
so than before it feels
yeah.
like.
Yeah. And I wasn't sure if they're samples or not samples, but what I read about it was saying this contains no samples. They just kind of had some tapes of them playing different things and kind of put them together in these sounds. Like one of the songs sounds like it starts with Kathy's Clown. Like at first I thought, though, they're doing a cover of Kathy's Clown, but it's just like kind of that sound. The song I picked, well, let's play it and see if you can pick what song I think they're channeling here.
Oh.
What is that?
Is it a Beach Boys song?
No.
Okay. Is it the boot doo 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 doo?
Yep.
That part? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What does that sound like? Doot 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 doot.
Even the I wanna kick, like that part to me also sounds like another song that I'm having trouble.
And I love that opening line, I'm like a kitty cat, I'm gonna land on my feet again.
Yeah. Well, you do your thing.
I was going to say, I provided some bonus audio. This is the song that makes me, that I thought they were sampling.
Yeah.
What is that
That's
song?
That's awesome.
It's Chewy Chewy by Ohio Express.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, you asked a question about them on Green Cheese once, I remember.
Yeah,
what was their other song?
You filled in for me. I was sick, and you filled in for me on Green Cheese, and I gave you a bunch of questions, and it was about, like, who sings this song. But Ohio Express is, like, a whole deep dive on Wikipedia. It's, like, this record company that just put people together to make these, like, really poppy-sounding songs.
It does sound a lot like that.
A lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm intrigued.
Not samples, but you have to wonder, there had to have been influences there on those music. Well, and they're doing something, like, they're not putting their album on any streaming services.
Right.
Yes.
It's only on Bandcamp.
And they sent us a little comic flyer about, like, it being real people making it and, like, about keeping it off streaming. They had this whole, like, not a manifesto, but, like, they had a vision for it that went along with that. I'll show you after. It's over there.
Okay.
but maybe we can get a picture on our what's this called? Spin That Ish wrap up.
You know what? We make that so we can actually do that.
Yes, we can do that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it just sounds so cool. And so Sonic Boom doesn't actually sing.
Okay.
I think Sonic Boom is just like a gear nerd.
Yeah.
And I think that's how they end up with like such a crazy thick sound that like you think they're sampling things. And then Panda Bear and Animal Collective are also kind of in that world. But yeah. I believe Sonic Boom's not singing.
It's not his voice. Yeah.
He's just a random British guy.
Do you think
he's called Sonic Boom?
A real flute that was being played?
Maybe. Okay. Or like how you can get different instruments on a keyboard.
Right.
Maybe that.
But given what their like manifesto was, I just wonder if they were like all in on that. Because last album also to me seemed a little bit more electronic influenced.
Yeah. Like this one, that one sounds like. I mean, I wouldn't know what instruments made it, but it doesn't like scream like really electronic music,
right?
Which is like a nice balance that I feel like they hit. But I don't know.
Yeah. All right, Malachi, what's your album? Okay, so let's say that one again. A Question of When
by Panda Bear, Sonic Boom.
All right.
Yes, and you either have to buy it or listen to KEXC to hear it because it's not anywhere online.
That's right.
Pretty cool. Shout out to them for doing that. My album.
They were just saying no to algorithms.
They were literally saying no to algorithms.
Yeah.
We should send them a shirt.
Let's do it.
Wow, we're getting off track. My album is...
It's Spin That Ish. We can.
It's Spin That Ish. Yes, we can. My album is very recent arrival, but I played it a lot of times this weekend, and it's our current album of the week. It is Shannon Lay's Past the Veil, which is a really, like... I feel like I always say lush. It's one of my favorite adjectives, but it's got a feel to it. Very summery, but like lots of well orchestrated. There's lots of different parts in it and it touches on a lot of things and it's very dreamlike. And it's really been hitting this weekend. So I think that's my favorite album of the year. Month?
Oh, whoa.
Maybe year so far.
Those are big words.
I meant to say month. Maybe year, Freudian slip, you know?
Right.
And I forgot what song I picked.
All right.
Because they're all so good. Okay. That's what I'm going to save face.
Sure.
Okay, I picked What Does It Mean? And again, I'm really into all these songs, so that's why I couldn't remember. But I really like Forgive the Misstep and like Celebrate the Mistake, which is something she comes back into that song. And I just like that. I like that message a lot. I feel like people make mistakes, and that's just the way it goes. And a lot of times, just got to let it happen and make some very cool things. But yeah, it's got that kind of sonic just... vibe to it throughout, even though songs are like different tempos and different. So So it's not boring, but it like sticks to a vibe.
Yeah, love her vocals. It kind of, the way it's just going from unexpected to unexpected places, I'd say.
Yeah.
Well, she has such a warm tone.
Very warm
to her
tone.
Vocals. Reminds me of like Lulouk or some of earlier Bedouin's work. There's just something about her voice that's so soothing. And another former punker, now folk artist.
Yes.
We've been talking about this a lot throughout the music team, is this seems to be a very common theme among some of our favorite Americana and folk artists that are former punks.
Yeah. I know she likes like the Nick Drakes, the Vashti Bunyans, like 70s, 60s folk stuff, a lot of those. And I get a little bit of that, even though the rest of the music maybe isn't that way, but her voice.
Very much so.
Yeah, brings that. So yeah, that's Shannon Lay's Past the Veil. Nice. For my album pick for July. For now.
For now. We'll see at the end of the year. Which, don't forget, we did a half year roundup of Spin That Ish, where we looked at all of the releases up until July. Just last week, we aired that for our fun drive. You can find that at our website. Side note, I will do that for our website.
Wow, they're going to get two Spin That Ishes soon.
I know.
Okay. And now we have one more album left.
One more album, which was also, gosh, we're kind of honing in on a lot of album of the weeks here. But I picked Baby Rose. The latest album is Yearnalism, and she's sort of been in the neo-soul wheelhouse. That's kind of where she's always lumped. I feel like this album definitely expanded on that. Like every track, I just feel like this album is really, showcases a lot of depth for Baby Rose in kinds of genres. I mean, they're all adjacent to each other, but like some retro soul, some Motown, some like R&B. To me, I hear like in the 90s R&B a little bit influenced here. Plus just Baby Rose's vocals are something that just are so identifiable and unique. And I've been a big fan of her work, along with her, that album she did with Bad Bad Not Good, that jazz collective. And I just think she's an incredible artist. And the songs just keep hitting me in a different way. Every week I feel like I'm on to a new one that I love so much. And this one is the one that I'm on for this week, called Let Me Go. Oh man, I cut it off right when it goes, let me go.
We knew it was coming.
I know.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Ah. Yeah. A lot of good vocalists today.
Very good. Yeah.
Instantly recognizable. It seems like that's not that common. And yeah, Baby Rose is one where right away, you know, because it's been a little different. The Bad Bad Not Good one had a different vibe, but
it was way more vibey it was
100%.
Yes.
I like that people have been getting into a little more of like some of the choruses and some of the things do remind me of like 90s R&B, like more popular. And things are still very much retro soul, but we have had like a ton of retro soul. And so I like that people are starting to like go into some of those areas to mix it up and to keep it fresh. And
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's Yearnalism by Baby Rose.
I also thought that was like the study of like just different urinals.
Oh,
when like, I heard like
U-R-I-N-E?
Yeah, urinals. Urinalism. No,
it's all kinds of yearning.
I know.
So the whole album is about like yearning for love relationships, for friendships, for familial love, for just that, the yearning of all kinds.
Bring back yearning, right? Yeah. Isn't that what she said?
Yeah. Just not urinating.
You got to do that too.
All right.
Well, there we go. That's Spin That Ish.
Yes. You can hear it on Headwaters the first Thursday of every month. What are you listening to and what are you loving? You can text us anytime. We'd love to hear from you. Text 218-326-1234. Thanks for joining us, Jennifer.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, long time
Sorry
listener.
I made it weird at the end.
We all made it weird.
That's
it's what we do.
We don't add until someone makes it weird, actually.
That is the latest edition of Spin That Ish. You can hear it the first Thursday of every month on Headwaters.
I'm Kari Hedlund, your host today. Thanks for listening and supporting independent people-powered radio. Also want to thank McCroskey Art Center for their support, located in downtown Grand Rapids, inspiring a creative community through exhibitions, events, classes, and an art shop featuring local artists. More information at McCroskeyArtCenter.org. And we'd like to thank Bridget's Pub, located in downtown Bemidji, serving Irish and American food, offering Monday night trivia at 6:30 and open mic night on Thursday starting at 6:30. More on Facebook. Here's the latest from Billy Strings.
To return for and little to be kept. Willing, unavailable at best. Clouded with delusions and weary without rest. This will break. I just can't. Somebody else. Stubborn, I refuse to ask for help. The only expense is just the debt to myself.
place, but it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. My head is in a bad place, but I'm having such a good time. I've been running, trying to get hung up in my mind. Ooh. Just got to give myself a good talking to this time. Doesn't need a little brain salad surgery. Ooh. I got to cure my insecurity. I've been in the wrong place, but it must have been the right time. Been a wrong song. I've been in the right vein, but it seems like a wrong on. I've been in the right word, but it seems like a wrong, 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 wrong. See my life shaking with every who I meet. Refried confusion as I'm making itself clear. Wonder which way to go to get on out of here. Cause I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. And I done said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I took the right road, but I must have took a wrong train.
I was feeling
That is new from Suki Waterhouse. Her new album is called Loveland. That was Happy With It. Dr. John in their Right Place, Wrong Time. And Billy String started that set off with Burn the Other End. That's off his upcoming album, So Much for Goodbyes, an album written after the loss of his mother. You've been listening to Headwaters. Catch it weekdays at 9 o'clock. It's your source for great music here at 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio since 1976. Join us at KAXE.org. Coming up next is the World Cafe, and then at 1 o'clock, Judy Gruey is your host for On the River. And tonight at 7, it is DJ Lake Poseidon. Weather for today, it's a little bit warmer. Highs in the 80s, low to mid 80s, with breezy southwest winds 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, might see a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms with lows 59 to 63. Friday, sunny, 75 to 79 degrees. And Saturday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid 70s to low 80s. Our KAXE question of the week is, what are your favorite ways to eat berries, wild berries, any berries? Text us 218-326-1234. Have had some great suggestions so far this week and would love to hear from you. Up next, it is the World Cafe from WXPN here on KAXE.
Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE.